Well, we certainly heard a lot about the cultural history of Cinco de Mayo with our guests in our last segment. Now we are going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo with some wonderful food and drink. Food first, our good friend Larry Somke is the man behind Larry's Southwestern Sauces. So he has lots of ideas for easy recipes for tacos, chili, huevos rancheros, enchiladas, chicken mole, nachos, and much more. Larry's sauces were created when he was a chef at a natural foods restaurant in the Midwest many, many years ago. Begun in the summer of September of 2009, Larry's Southwestern Sauces are now for sale in grocery stores, natural food stores, co-ops, and gourmet stores all over the country. He has been on these airwaves for decades, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Larry Somke back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, Joe. It's good to be here.
It is. It's wonderful to have you with us. It's wonderful to have you back on the air and to celebrate the holiday with you.
Well, I think I was listening to your last guest, whereas Cinco de Mayo is not an official holiday so much in Mexico, but it certainly has become a holiday here in the U.S. where people enjoy. It's a way for people to listen to Mexican music, eat Mexican food, and celebrate. So I think it's a great opportunity to get out there and enjoy.
So this, as I mentioned in the introduction, this came to you, you started to do this while you were working out in the Midwest.
Right.
So what happened?
Well, I was a chef at a natural foods restaurant. And when you prepare vegetarian food, you have to have a lot of flavor. Otherwise, it's pretty darn boring.
Right.
So I always liked Mexican food. I grew up in Illinois. There were always a lot of Mexicans around because of business, agriculture. There are people who lived here. There were always Mexican restaurants around. You know, before there was Taco Bell, we had Mexican restaurants. And then when I worked in it was called the Paquin Street Cafe, and we would take vacations. We'd drift on down to Texas. We'd go to Austin and Galveston and then on down to Old Mexico. And the very first time I had mole was in Oaxaca on the Zocalo and the little restaurants that surround the square. So I just really have always been making these sauces my whole life. And about 4 or 5 years ago, my wife said, you know, why don't you just make a business out of these? And another thing happened. We were sitting on the couch in the morning drinking coffee, and I was looking at a recipe story in Real Simple magazine. And they were making pulled meat, you know, with Mexican flavor, and they used salsa. And it just incensed me. And I said, you know, this is the wrong. Salsa is not a cooking sauce. We need to get some cooking sauces into the market. So we did. We started making my recipe. I worked with an incubator out in Cazenovia.
An incubator? Well, they're a business incubator?
They're with Morrisville State College. It's called Nelson Farms.
Okay.
They're with Morrisville State College. They get also funding from our assembly here, Agriculture Committee, to help small food producers get going.
Okay.
And so we started with them, got the recipe turned into a commercial recipe. Then I just started selling in farmers markets. I sold in the Del Mar Farmers Market, and people started eating it. We didn't even know if people were going to like it, but they did.
So it's not salsa.
It is not salsa. It is a cooking sauce. It's something you would call it in the store. You'd call it an enchilada sauce.
Okay, so we would probably find it in the international food section.
Yes, the international section. Some of them call it Southwestern Isle. Some call it the Mexican Isle. So I'm in there right next to Old El Paso and Ortega and those guys. That's where my product resides. So when you're looking for it.
Okay. Let's start with mole. What is mole?
Mole is a sauce that is from Oaxaca, and it's also from Puebla. But it's a rich old sauce that's pre-Columbian, where they mix together chilies, and in most cases, chocolate. So it's rich, dark, and mysterious. I've got a jar here, and I'm going to give you a sample, too, but you can see how rich and dark it is.
Yes, and it has a sort of a speckling to it, if you will.
It comes from, I make my sauces with all natural ingredients. It's got fresh cilantro, fresh jalapeno, but then with this sauce, I add a few secret spices, and which anybody who tastes it will know what it is, and also cocoa. So I make it with cocoa because rather than chocolate, because you never know what chocolate's made out of.
Right.
With cocoa, we can always control what's in it, and it doesn't taste sweet. So it's going to taste rich, dark, and mysterious.
So all of these are vegetarian. All of these are all natural.
In the jar, they're all vegetarian. They're all natural, very low in sodium and sugar. I've got one last question to answer, and I'm going to get my non-GMO status, which is very important to a lot of people these days. So it's a good health. We're the all natural alternative to the other sauces like Ortega and Old El Paso that are in the store. We're the all natural, just a little bit better quality sauce for people who are looking for that.
Okay. So and then for this. What are we trying here now?
Do you want to try the mole?
Yes.
Now, as I said, the mole sauce is vegetarian in the jar. But today, for sampling, I've added a little beef to it.
Oh, good for
you. So you're going to get a beef mole taquito. And for the listeners, I put it into a little scoop, little taco scoop, crunchy taco scoop.
The sweetness is lovely.
It's just the right amount.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Joe.
And yet, there's such flavor to it. And there's an acidity, right?
There's tomatoes. There's, yes. I use tomato. Not everybody uses tomato in their mole. I use tomato in my mole, and I keep it real simple. There's no nuts in it. You know, a lot of kids have nut allergies, and it's vegetarian, so it's unusual.
Boy, that tastes good.
Thank you.
That's really wonderful. So how can we celebrate? We can, if we want to make a lovely meal, we would take the sauce and we would add what? And you have recipes, right?
I have recipes that are all on my website, you know, larrysouthwesternsauces.com.
Right.
But the easiest way to enjoy it, and let's say people would like to have chicken mole, which is much more common down in Old Mexico.
Right.
Just get some boneless chicken thighs. Brown them just a little bit, you know, put a little salt and pepper on them. Then pour a jar of sauce, like 2 pounds of boneless chicken thighs. Brown them, a jar of sauce, put the lid on the saucepan, or you can do this in a slow cooker, and cook it until the chicken is cooked the way you like it.
And then
eat that with a little rice on the side.
Mix it, enjoy.
And a little veg on the side. And then with all your leftovers, you can make chicken mole tacos.
Always thinking. That's great. Now you also have a chipotle sauce,
right? And now let's see if this one.
Now none of these seem overly spicy.
Right, they're just right spicy.
Yes,
and that's why I made them the way, because even down in Old Mexico, things aren't overly spicy down there.
No,
they have a lot of flavor. And they have a lot of spices in them, but they don't try to knock you down with chili peppers down there.
No.
Unless they're being evil, which sometimes they are. They'll make a sandwich for you. And then without you looking, they'll toss in these little teeny tiny peppers, which are the hottest peppers they have. And then they hand you the sandwich, the torta, and then they watch you. And of course, you're going, wow! And they're just laughing.
Yeah,
they're just laughing.
Well, sure.
So now this is chipotle taquito that I mixed with a little turkey. So a little turkey
in there.
A little turkey. Now, as you know, turkey. I mean,
like ground turkey or
ground turkey, but you could use a whole turkey if you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I can't remember what I was going to say.
So I could use this for tacos. I could use this for burritos or quesadillas.
Great with burritos. And my son went to Syracuse University. And
yes.
He would take these sauces with him to college.
Sauces help pay his college tuition?
Well, he made a lot of friends.
Okay. All right.
You know, he was in a frat house and he has these, you know, lifelong friends. And I think it's because of the chipotle sauce. But he'd make up mac and cheese and toss chipotle sauce in it.
Oh, that's
and everybody
idea.
Loved that. And he would make nachos. Once you use Larry's chipotle sauce to make nachos, you're never going to go back to salsa again. It's going to change your life.
Oh,
at least
Larry.
Your culinary life.
Yes. And I believe I've had this with seafood, and it's lovely.
Especially the ranchero. It's a little milder. And you could cook like a firm fish, like a tilapia, something like that.
Or
it's great, great with shrimp.
Really good with shrimp. Okay, so the last one is the ranchero, and what is that?
The mother sauce. Everything revolves out of that.
Well, see, I should have started there. No, I apologize. Then we're going backwards.
You should
okay.
Whatever direction you like, and it's made with fresh jalapeno, fresh cilantro, chili powder. I guess I can give you all my secrets. It's cumin, oregano, tomatoes. It's just
if you're going to do it, there's no reason that I need to.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You can just buy Larry's sauce.
Right. I don't need to.
Now this one, I maintain the vegetariano of it. It's just added some beans to it. So people who want
a little beans.
Yeah, just a little beans, and it's
like
just
black beans.
Black beans, because they're nice and small and easy.
Mm-hmm.
But any bean will work.
I was talking to you. Yes, eating on the air. I was talking to you recently. You were at a food show, at a craft brew show.
Yeah, it was a beer fest,
which we had a lot of fun, and you were there. And we were talking about how great this all is in a slow cooker, and you mentioned it a moment ago. And
yeah.
I'm a huge fan of the slow cooker, and so a great way to use the sauce, and because nothing happens to it, right? I mean, other than worrying about whatever meat you put in it drying out, you have to be careful of that. But the sauce is just wonderful, and
and
it helps. So I assume the longer it's in there and the slower you cook it, the more flavor you get.
6 to 8 hours, you know, is typical for a slow cooker. And then when you have leftover, like about 2 weeks ago, I posted to my email newsletter and my website a recipe for mole beef in the slow cooker. Slow cooker mole beef.
Yeah.
And you just get chuck. You don't have to use expensive beef at all. Put it in there for the 6 hours or 8 hours, whatever your time frame is. It's just, it comes out. It's great. The sauce still has its little bit of spiciness to it. Then you serve that, you know, like we said, with a little rice, a little veg. Then the next day, you've got the tacos. You've got mole beef tacos. And then I serve that with, Napa cabbage pico de gallo. So thinly sliced Napa cabbage and then pico de gallo, which is fresh jalapeno, fresh tomato, fresh cilantro, fresh lime juice. And in my recipe, I put in some fresh pear for a little bit of sweetness.
I was recently, when I say recently, I mean like last week, looking at a Mexican cookbook, and cabbage is very prevalent, isn't it?
Oh, I did not
realize.
It's the most common thing that in Mexico, Southern California, Texas, that's what they put on tacos, is cabbage. And I found that, you know, regular big old green Dutch cabbage,
right,
you know, can be kind of crunchy.
Yeah.
I have taken to using Napa cabbage, which is a little softer, a little easier. So it's somewhere between romaine lettuce and cabbage. So I think it fits our palate perfectly.
That's terrific. Will there ever be like a fourth sauce? I mean, will you ever add to the family?
We're talking about it right now.
Okay.
We're talking about it. We're talking about our big next step is to get out to California.
Yep.
Which is a big step, but out in California, they don't even call this Mexican food. They just call it food.
Right.
Because people in California eat Mexican food.
Some
people eat it every single day.
Yeah.
Here in the Northeast, people like to eat ravioli and Italian-style foods. Well, in New England, you know, they like pot roast and white potatoes. But out in California and Arizona and Colorado, they just eat Mexican food. It's a prevalent food for them. So we really want to get out in that part of the world. And I have a couple other ideas. You know, we're thinking about putting together packages, you know, taco kits.
Oh, sure.
Maybe a taco sauce, maybe a barbacoa sauce, you know, so when you're making your on the grill.
A slathering sauce.
A slathering sauce, yep. Yeah. So there are new items.
You're always thinking there, buddy. Good for you. You have, it's Larry's Sauces and Larry's Southwestern Sauces, and you can find out more at this website, larryssouthwesternsauces.com. LarrySouthwesternSauces.com.
Real easy to remember.
It's easy as that. And we have a link on our website as well, roundtable at WAMC.org/roundtable. WAMC.org/roundtable. But again, LarrySouthwesternSauces.com. Larry, it's great having you back on the air. Thanks.
Yeah.
And best of luck to you. It's
thanks
lovely.
A lot, Joe. It's great to see you at the Beer Fest and great to be here.
Thank you very much. Good to see you. You're listening. Next, we're going to talk about Cinco de Mayo drinks. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.